I started thinking about the whole question of emotionally connected websites back in the winter or the late fall of 2001. Remember, this was right after 9/11, and the airlines had been really hit by the decline in travel, and they brought in non-refundable fares. Remember those days? So suddenly there was this new kind of airfare that once you'd bought your ticket, you couldn't change it for any circumstance. And there was a question on the frequently asked questions page of the US Airways website at the time, which I still have. I still have the screenshot. It's in front of me as I speak. And the question says, will US Airways waive the new fare restrictions and allow changes after the ticketed flight for a customer with extenuating circumstances? And the answer that they give is no, period. These non-refundable fares do not permit waivers of any kind. This includes death. It actually says that here on my screen. So in other words, if you drop dead, you would still owe money to US Airways. And by the way, it also says illness, military duty, which wouldn't be popular these days either. Anyway, I remember looking at this at the time and thinking, well, how is that supposed to make me feel? How is that supposed to make me feel about continuing to do business with US Airways? Now, in fairness, I don't want to just pick on US Airways. They did, in fact, change this policy shortly after that website page came out because there was such an outcry. So I started thinking about the question, how does your website make me feel? And how is it supposed to make me feel? And how can we make that happen? As I thought about it, I came up with five critical emotions that it's important to create and sustain in your visitors in order to have that lasting, long-term online relationship. And I developed a methodology for creating each one of these five critical emotions, and I'm going to describe each of those to you today so that you can do this for your own web presence.